Shalom, this is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and I'm your host, Rabbi Yechiel Eckstein. Throughout the year, every week in synagogue, we read the Torah or Bible, beginning with the first chapter of Genesis through the final chapter of Deuteronomy. This week's Torah portion from Numbers 22 is called Balak, after the king of Moab. Balak was an enemy of the Israelites. After hearing about how they defeated other nations, Balak tried another tactic. He enlisted the help of Balaam, a man known for his spiritual powers. Balak reasoned that if the Israelites couldn't be conquered physically, perhaps they could be weakened spiritually, and then he could kill them. But why name a Torah reading after this wicked man? If anything, the portion should have been named for Balaam. At least he was a spiritual person who communicated with God. The sages explained that Balak was preferable to Balaam because even though Balak was an enemy of the Israelites, he was honest about it. Balaam, on the other hand, pretended to be spiritual, but when he got the chance, he jumped at the opportunity to destroy God's chosen people. By choosing Balak's name as the title for this portion, the sages hope to underscore the importance of living a life of integrity. My friends, we need not be perfect, but we need to be perfectly honest. God always prefers honesty to hypocrisy.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Join us this year in following Rabbi Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotion. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.